This is the Cheese Please Halloween Show. With Snarfdoom and Daffodil.
Welcome, it's Halloween again. I'm the Snarf Reaper.
I'm coming to get you.
And I'm Daffakill.
Daffakill, I like that. I'm ringing the bell. Do you think I'm doing it pretty good, Daffodil?
You are doing a fantastic job of being creepy and scary at the same time.
Wow! And we got some thunder in there as we start off our Halloween show for this year. And we're, okay, I'll stop actually binging the bell there. That's getting a little annoying. And we're playing all kinds of Halloween. And can we do the effects here? Maybe? Okay, I know. It's gonna be worked on. Anyway, on the show this week, we've got, a cool ghoul. I've got Don Ensign and his rigor mortician's, as well as Rudy Valley, the Prairie Ramblers, Chriswell, and many other fun stuff, fun songs to actually make you freak out about Halloween, right, Devin?
I'm already freaked out about Halloween. I don't need to be more freaked out about Halloween. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. We're just going to play some songs now. Hey, this is not so creepy. This is Grimace from McDonald's fame. He actually records a song called I'd Like to Scare Myself, coming up shortly. Well, we're starting off with Monk Turner and Halloween Night. On?
It's Scary Cheese, Please.
The sun goes down, the moon comes up, and here come the frights. Here come the frights of Halloween night. They're haunting, it's daunting. They carry flashlights. They carry flashlights on this Halloween night. If you hear a rapping on your door, prepare yourself for a dreadful fright on Halloween night. Ghosts make no sound. Gremlins are creeping and monsters are sleeping. Skeletons are dancing while the vampires bite on Halloween night. On Halloween. Halloween night.
Werewolves are around. Wolves make no sound. Gremlins are creeping around. Monsters sleeping. Skeletons are dancing while the vampires bite.
Yeah.
This is Robert Englund, otherwise known as Freddy Krueger. You know, from Nightmare on Elm Street. And I'm haunting you again. And I'm wishing you all a happy Halloween. Robert, get out of here, Robert, you stupid wimp. Happy Halloween! It's my favorite night of the year!
Jeez.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, my!
Grimace, what's wrong?
Look out behind you!
What?
It's horrible. It's terrible. It's frightening. It's...
What is it?
It's the introduction to our next song.
Oh, Grimace!
When I'm feeling very safe, feeling very sound, and there's absolutely nothing frightening around, sometimes I like to scare myself. It really can be fun, and it's almost magical how easily it's done. Is there something in my closet, something underneath my bed? Are the noises I hear real, or just inside my head? Am I making up what's scary? Is it really, really very? Should I take a chance and peek, or simply holler, yes, I like to scare myself. It really can be fun. I like to turn off all the lights and settle down to dream about creepy, crawly, icky things, delightful, frightful, yucky things, gigantic, gooey, gloppy things that make most people scream. Things that are even more scary than a big wet kiss from Aunt Ethel. I pretend to see a monster 12 feet tall with smelly feet, and he tells me with his monster voice, "Give me all your toys to eat."
You mean the brand new ones? Yes!
Yes, I like to scare myself. It really can be fun. Sometimes it's awfully easy to make myself feel queasy. I can go from feeling cheery to feeling really eerie. Thinking squishy, squashy, icky, ucky, clinking, clanking, slither, sliding, howling, yowling, bumping, thumping creatures of the night. I love to give myself a fright. Yes, I like to scare myself. It really can be fun.
That was frightfully good.
Keith Lee's with Grimace from the McDonald Land. I don't know. Franchise, maybe?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
And I like to scare myself, yes. And before that, we had Monk Turner and Halloween Night here on the show. My name is Starfdool.
And my name is Daffodil.
And if you haven't figured it out, this is our Halloween edition of Cheese, Please. Yes, that's why I'm talking like this. Am I scaring you yet?
No.
Oh.
But that's okay. You're probably scaring somebody somewhere.
Okay. Anyway, you have some Halloween facts now, don't you?
I do. Halloween was celebrated in Ireland and Scotland for centuries. Yeah. Something regarding All Hallows Day.
Okay.
And the Irish and Scottish immigrants brought their Halloween customs to North America in the 19th century.
Oh, so.
And then because America's influence is so huge, yes, their various Halloween customs have spread to other countries.
Oh, so Halloween has been around since the 19th century in North America.
Yes.
And it's been very happy.
Yes, and they have such fabulous activities as trick-or-treating.
Oh, yes.
Costume parties, which we're going to one after this.
Oh, I know.
Carving pumpkins or turnips into jack-o'-lanterns.
Okay.
Lighting bonfires, bobbing for apples.
And I found a skeleton bird at the dollar store earlier today.
Yes, you did. So, and a skeleton dog. Oh,
yes, but our dog isn't skeleton-like.
No, he thought that was a toy for him. He was quite excited.
Did he start biting on that yet?
No, because I hid it.
Oh, I was worried there for a minute. We don't want him to chew the plastic.
No.
But I thought that it would be nice for a playmate for a body barn. But apparently it didn't work out.
No, that will not work out.
Okay, back to the music. We've got Rudy Valley coming up shortly with her head tucked under her arm. Ooh, very scary, right? Could I do the Count Floyd thing?
No.
Move in and out of the microphone to make it 3D?
Sure, ooh, why not?
Yes, I'm close to the microphone. Now I'm back here! Now I'm close. Now I'm back here! Okay, that didn't do much.
No.
It works better on TV, I think.
Yes.
Anyway, we're starting off our set with Prairie Ramblers and Ghosts in the Graveyard. Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
It was a dark and stormy night. Not a star was in sight. And a graveyard by a church way up on the hill. Well, the ghost come out to play. Then I thought I heard one say, I've got you, I'll keep you, I always will.
Now I've got you where I want you. I'm gonna keep you where I've got you. For you, the one that shot my great grandpa. Now I told you I would get you. Now if I saw you, now I've got you. For you, the one that stole my great grandpa.
That old tomcat started a fight, and this is the way it all did sound to me. Now you know I couldn't stand there. I didn't like them cats, you should know that. And I didn't like them ghosts either, so I looked down to my feet and I said, Pete, now come on and do your duty and carry me home. When that old ghost looked up to me and said,
I've got you where I want you. I'm gonna keep you where I've got you. For you're the one that shot my great-grandpa.
In the Tower of London, largest life. The ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare.
He declares.
Poor Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife.
King Henry's wife.
Until he made the headsman Bobber heir.
Bobber
heir. Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago.
Long years ago.
And she comes up at night to tell him so.
So.
With her head. Underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower with her head
tucked
underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzook, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore. And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
To queer the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup.
The soup.
With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight. night hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in, and when they've had a few, they shout, "Is Army going to win?" They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn, with the red tucked underneath her arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose. Shh. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her.
Please, with Rudy Valley and with the head tucked underneath her arm.
It makes way more sense when you know that song is about Anne Boleyn.
Okay. And before that, we had the Prairie Ramblers and Ghosts in the Graveyard. Am I emphasizing all right?
Yes,
okay.
That's good.
My name is Starftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the scary this week.
That's Cheese, Please. Amazing how those ghosts actually do their thing on cue.
Exactly.
Anyway, you know, are you getting excited about the whole party that's coming up?
I am. I'm glad the farmer said we could park here at the end of the driveway.
Yes.
And do our show. And yes. He said he'd send his kids down to knock on the door when it's time to come in for the party.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes. He said he'd send them down. And I got some stuff here because I figure when they knock, they're going to try and trick-or-treat the van.
It's been some time that happened.
Well, we know there are kids coming, so I have treats.
Oh, what are you giving them?
I don't know, but I have a bucket back there. I don't know what's in it.
You didn't look at it!
Well, every time I say the word treats, our dog, Braun, is hitting me with his head because he thinks I'm talking about treats for him.
Oh, I see. So you don't want to talk about it too much.
No.
I
understand. Give him a cookie so he'll go away.
There. Yes. Do we have a box of treats for him?
I always have treats for him.
That's true. I never really thought about it from that point of view, but you're right. Yeah, we have to. We have no choice. We're dog owners.
Exactly. And we have more music.
Yes, we have. The Cool Ghoul coming up with You Can't Ghoul Me. Whatever that means. And we got Don Henson and the Rigor Mortician starting it off, and this is going to be a tongue twister, so I have to take
it
easy.
You want me to say it?
Please.
Riboflavin-flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
On?
Cheese, please.
When the moon arises in the western sky, and the vampires are out on the sly, at times they have trouble finding next to bite. That's why I concocted my new delight. My riboflavin-flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
It's riboflavin-flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
Drac came to me one night at 12. And said the blood bank had no blood on the shelf. I exclaimed, "Don't fret, I'll give you a fix of my newly regenerated mix." I gave him riboflavin-flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. From fang aches and corpuscle deficiency. And after consuming my laboratory brew, it'll make a new vampire of you. Brew without a hitch. Now he's one of those who'd rather fight than switch. If you're biting more next, enjoying it less, try my new non-carbonated mess. My riboflavin-flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
It's riboflavin-flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
help promote perspiration odor. It puts bad breath in ghouls. Why, our group had 21% fewer fangs.
I got it, Sally. It makes a great Bloody Mary, too. Frank, you ought to try one of these things.
Preceding announcement was brought to you by Varicose High School as a public service to our community.
Keys, please, with the cool ghoul and you can't ghoul me. A public service announcement in 2 minutes. And before that, riboflavin-flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
You got it right.
Yeah, I know. Don Henson and the Rigor Morticians on our Halloween show here on Cheese Please. My name is Snarfdo.
And I'm Daffodil.
Daffodil, did you hear someone knock on the van?
I thought I heard something.
Are you sure? Yeah, there it is again.
Okay, open the door.
Okay, I'll open the door. Hey, hi, guys. How you doing?
I'm gonna go grab the treats and then I can give them treats.
Yeah. Guys, do you like cheesy records?
We're not giving them records.
Records.
I have cheesies, though.
I get 8-track tapes, too, if you want a few of those.
I got cheesies and I got chocolate bars.
Okay.
That's what I'm giving them.
Okay, there we go. Just close the door when you're finished. It's time to go up. We got to leave. There we go. Okay.
There we go.
It's time to leave now, so we got to go up to the Halloween party.
I know, but we got 2 more songs to play.
Oh, well, they can wait, I guess.
No, we got to play.
Oh, no, I mean the...
Oh, the kids can wait.
The party can wait.
Well, yeah, the party's not going to start without us.
This is far more important. Don't you think, Davido?
I do. What are we playing?
Oh, you're in such a rush. Come on.
Okay, fine. Snarf Dude. Oh, darling Snarf Dude.
Yes.
Please inform our dear listeners what our final 2 Halloween songs will be.
Thank you, Daffodil. Glenn Ryle coming up with Wolf Gal. You're not going to turn into that, are you?
No.
Okay, just checking. And we're starting off our last set with Criswell and Somebody Walked Over My Grave. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Our next number is designed to drown out the sound of shovels. Music to be buried by.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Someone walked over my grave, disturbing my sleep. A sleep that I thought would last through eternity. day, awakening me, and bringing me back to reality. I walk now in a place that is filled with misery. In search of their sinful destiny. Friends I've known and family I've loved will have to answer to me, for they let someone walk over my grave, awakening me.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Isn't it awesome to turn on the radio and hear your friends on your favorite shows? Keep the party here at CJSF going. Support your most favorite people on the airwaves and make a donation to Fundrive.